1,000 deaths now here in California related to coronavirus.
From San Diego, Phil Farrar, NBC Radio News.
All roads leading to Gallup, New Mexico are closed to halt the spread of coronavirus. New Mexico's governor is authorizing a lockdown of the city to stop the spread of COVID-19. The governor is invoking the Riot Act, which issues temporary restrictions such as road and business closures. Local and state authorities are joining with the New Mexico National Guard to enforce the lockdown through the weekend. Millions across the central U.S. bracing for near-record temperatures. A heat wave brought five straight days of 100-degree heat to Phoenix this week. It also created sweltering conditions for 18 million Southern California residents who were put under heat advisories. Forecasters say the heat wave will continue rolling eastward today and tomorrow, with unseasonably warm weather predicted in parts of Texas, Oklahoma, and southern Kansas. You're listening to the latest from NBC News Radio.
I'm Mike Tipton, checking in with our partners at the CBS Forewarned Weather Center. Mostly sunny and breezy with the possibility of record-setting heat, 96 the expected high in El Paso, 93 the expected high in Las Cruces, with winds coming out of the west at 10 to 25 miles an hour. Overnight in the Sun City, you can expect the low to dip down to 70 degrees. For your Sunday, however, expect more of the same, 96 the expected high. For a complete look at your weather forecast, visit cbs4local.com.
Picture this scenario. A shortage of fuel has closed your electric utility, or any possible disaster has just devastated your town. You're out of power, no lights, and no news. That's why federal and state agencies urge every home to have an emergency radio. Now you can get a free Dynamo World Band emergency radio. This powerful radio lets you stay informed during any type of emergency. It doesn't even need batteries, and comes with a hand crank generator and super bright LED flashlight. The Dynamo Emergency Radio includes the NOAA weather band, a long-range AM receiver, a high-sensitivity FM band, and even a USB jack to charge cell phones or other devices. The Dynamo Emergency Weather Band Radio retails for almost $30, but Newsmax wants to make sure you get this radio. So check out the free offer for the emergency radio by going to gettheradio.com. That's gettheradio.com, or call 800-NEWSMAX. This radio could save your life. This is a limited offer and may end soon, so order today.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans and Rocket Mortgage. During the challenging times we're all experiencing, our top priority is the health and safety of the communities we serve. And while it's true that things are changing rapidly every day, one thing that'll never change is our commitment to giving you the best mortgage experience. At Rocket Mortgage, our guiding philosophy of every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, exists for times like right now. We understand that hardships may arise, and we're prepared to help. If you currently work with us and need assistance with your mortgage, contact us 24/7 at rocketmortgage.com. As we all think about ways to save money, let me remind you that mortgage rates are near historic lows. If you think right now is the right time to refinance your mortgage, our home loan experts are available to help you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at rocketmortgage.com.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Returned last year and have children under 17, you must act now to get the $500 economic impact payment per child. Act by May 5th to receive a payment in 2020. Go to irs.gov and enter your information in the non-filer tool by May 5th.
News Radio 690, KTSM El Paso.
News Radio 690, KTSM presents the El Paso History Show with documentary filmmaker Jackson Polk and historian Melissa Sargent, streaming live at ktsmradio.com. Brought to you by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7777. And by Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, making the old Griggs recipes in a new location at 6761 Donovan Drive. By Monterey Asset Management, by Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. And by Amigos Restaurant, 2000 Montana, a block off East Cotton, open 7 days a week. And now, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
Hey, you know we're having radio again this morning.
Yes, we are.
Good morning,
live.
Melissa.
Good morning, everyone.
We'd be doing live today because guess what we do? I mean, I can't do this out of a closet. That's kind of hard to do.
But I don't want to look like the people on TV.
Well, yeah, I was jammed up in a corner there. And we didn't want to put this on video anyway because you got a haircut lately? Neither did I. That's why my ears tickle. It's weird.
Take the curlers out of my hair.
Let's not talk about too much of that. May 2nd, today's the day. And good morning and welcome. I'm going to read the page. Welcome to Pastor History Radio Show. And it's a normal show, and we still say Texas history begins in El Paso. And you know why, right?
Why?
Well, go ahead, tell me.
Because it does. It begins in Texas?
No. It does. It does. So what is new with you?
Well, I just wanted to point out that, you know, we'd love to share our history with everyone, not only in El Paso and the southern region of New Mexico. We want to share it with the whole world. And you can learn more about that by going to ktsmradio.com and get your iHeartRadio app link. And you can listen to us anywhere in the world.
I need
about.
To change that because it's really ktsmradio.iheart.com is the best way.
Yeah, but that's too difficult. They just go.
Get it right straight into
the Google.
Page.
Google.
Yeah, well, you know, this is our new normal no trivia today, right?
That's right. However, we do have a set of five coupons worth $20 each, one per customer on the missiondelray.com website, and we'll tell you how to find them to apply on your online order, one per person, and get $20 off your internet order today.
Also, I think they're open. We'll tell you some more details about that. I mean, like the curb pickup thing going on there. But not going to go to lunch today as a group, but we do encourage you to go to Pepe's and Amigos both for takeout orders. Also, with the new state rules about all this distancing stuff, Amigos has their dining room actually open.
Yeah.
And they're open today, and they'll also have an outdoor patio at Amigos today. So both are open for dining at Amigos, 2000 Montana. We'll give you the phone numbers during the show. And the website, missiondelray.com, we told about that. Five coupons, and we'll tell you how to find that. So
that's right.
And no trivia today, right?
We
already discussed that.
No trivia.
All right, let's talk about the history of El Paso, because that's what we normally do here on this radio program.
That's a good thing.
And we took a look at what's going on in the world here. In the El Paso County Economic Development Department, they're looking to increase heritage tourism. And they've got more challenges than normal, I would think. Now we'll ask them about it. They're going to be promoting El Paso's Mission Trail and other authentic historic assets of El Paso County. And we're going to talk with El Paso County Director of Economic Development, and that would be Andrea Hutchins. Good morning, Andrea. You should be there. Andrew, phone call.
Andrea?
Andrew, phone call.
I love Andrea's name.
Oh, there you are. Do we hear you?
Yes, I hear you.
Andrea, yes, we got you on the radio. Also, we have Valerie Valencia there. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Valerie.
And it's Valencia. See, I got to apologize to you. I put you in El Paso Inc. as Valencia, and that's not right.
That's okay. Happens all the time.
But Venetia, that means like you're from Venice or something, right?
Venecia. It's Spanish for Venice, exactly.
Ah, okay. Uh-huh. So I got it close on the second time.
Valencia.
But thank you both for joining us. Now, Andrea, you are the development of the entire Economic Development Department for the county. Is that right?
Yes, something to that effect.
Well, define that for us, because I mean, we do history here, and that's kind of the focus we'll be talking about. But when you're doing economic development, you worry about hotels and all that kind of stuff, or what all do you do?
Well, economic development is really kind of all encompassing of anything and everything that impacts business and quality of life here in El Paso. So, yes, hotels do fall under that purview, but also, you know, manufacturing and small business, and, you know, also putting the infrastructure in place that those things need to be able to survive and thrive. And most recently, we've kind of been in somewhat of a business triage mode, if you will, trying to make sure that all of our local businesses, you know, have the resources that they need in place and are aware of what's going on at the state and federal level to try and, you know, make sure that they come out of this just as healthy as our population does.
Well, I think at this point now the ground is shifting under everyone, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, across the board, this is definitely uncharted territory.
Yeah.
I think in a few months, there will be a completely new kind of normal when it comes to owning and operating a business and even just going to work on a daily basis. So, you know, we're kind of right along there with everybody else, but, you know, working with the state and federal partners that we have to make sure that, like I said, El Paso businesses stay healthy through this whole ordeal as well.
Well, now, one focus that we'd like to hear about, I think, would be obviously on the El Paso History Radio Show. We'd like to talk about the history. And how much of a focus are you given direction from the county commissioners or do you kind of like, do they just say, here, go and make something happen, and you decide to take up history, or how does that work?
So it's a little bit of both, but on an annual basis, the Commissioner's Court provides us with their annual strategic plan. We do have input into that strategic planning process, so it's not, you know, like it's done in a vacuum. They definitely do seek the expertise of, you know, our staff and our entire department, people like Valerie. You know, she's been working in heritage tourism for a long time. And so they do seek that guidance and whatnot, but ultimately they set the tone and they set the strategic goals, if you will, for our department. And then we do what we can to try and accomplish those goals. We come back to them on a pretty regular basis with updates and you know, suggestions on how we can move those plans forward. So, you know, it could be something long-term, like the Mission Trail Plan. That's obviously something that's going to be something that we're going to be working on continuously over the next 10 to 15 years to get into place. Or it could be something really, you know, short-term and immediate, like the business stimulus package that we put together along with the city of El Paso to try and infuse some short-term capital into the local economy when all of this first started. So it's really, like I said, it's kind of a, you know, we work together on things, but ultimately the commission does set the overall goals, and then we as staff assist them in ways to figure out how to implement them.
Good, Andrea, I was thinking, I've been tracking some of the numbers as to what it's going to be looking like post COVID-19 or, you know, being locked up. And I was wondering what the plans are they're looking at. I know you had some of it talk about the stimulus plan, some of the others, but what have you been seeing and perhaps in your figures and such? As because a lot of people are not going to want to go, they're not going to want to fly. So I bet you're going to see an increase in traffic like we've never seen before.
You mean foot traffic? Or
yeah,
whatever?
Automobile traffic, yeah. Traveling, yeah.
Yeah, you know, so I don't want to quote too many different models. You know, I feel like models are something that we all kind of look to manage expectations, but they're all over the board right now.
Yeah.
You know, we know that the hotels here locally have, in some cases, less than a 10% occupancy rate, which is just devastating for our local hotels. And I know that some of them, you know, they differ based on the chain that they might be a part of or whether they're owned here locally. So speculating what this is going to look like in 6 months, I mean, I think that the person who's able to do that would be a you know, a millionaire when all of this comes to a head. But I will tell you that you know, what we're working on doing is really trying to help local businesses take advantage of stimulus money that's out there. And then from the local level, you know, we do have some funds that we were given from the federal government to try and overcome direct expenses related to COVID-19. And some of those are going to be, you know, business-related expenses. So, like, you know, assisting small businesses and that type of thing. So we're combing through the CARES Act. It's only about 1 million pages.
Oh.
You know, trying to find the grant money that we can.
Oh, is that your job to do that? You're the person that reads that stuff? Oh, my. Oh, goodness.
So, yeah, well, we do have some help, so that's helpful. But, you know, I will tell you, regionally, our, you know, the Texas Department of Agriculture, you know, the Rio Grande Council of Governments, I mean, everybody here from a regional perspective is really trying to work together as a team. You know, we work very closely with the city of El Paso. We are all sharing information and resources on a daily basis. It's really encouraging to see. So while I don't have a crystal ball, and I have seen some models that suggest what this could look like long term, I think that what local people should know is that, you know, this region is known for how wonderful the people are. And I think during, you know, times of crisis, it becomes even more evident. And so just like seeing everyone pitch in together and you know, make sure that we're working together as a team. I'm sure that when history discussions are happening in 50, 60, 70 years about what happened now, you know, hopefully one of the things that they'll focus on is the teamwork.
Also, the history discussions going on now. It's been my opinion for years that El Paso has had some of the best history in the region, but also maybe in North America. That can be argued that we are a very historic corridor. Right, we're right in the middle of it. The Camino Real is the main piece of the real estate that goes north and south, and everything that's happened in history in this part of the world has been rather large. It's just that these guys spoke Spanish, and when the English came on the other coast and started writing the books, they spoke English. And so I think that's one reason we didn't get well known as for what went on here, because it just wasn't in the history books that came from the East. How close am I on that? What do you think about that?
You go ahead, Valerie. No, I just was going to say I agree completely. It's definitely an undertold story, and so many different stories and layers of history from quite earlier than just the pilgrims. I know those are kind of fighting words to to some historians and lovers of history, but El Paso is definitely unique and beautiful in the story that it has.
Well, of course, that started before the pilgrims ever got at the thought to leave England. I mean, think about it. Of course, 1598. I mean, the Spanish had been roaming around here looking for stuff, for goodness, ever since the early 1630s, they were roaming around looking for stuff. Mm-hmm. And, of course, they were led by greed, which is an interesting motivator. But it still got them out and got them out of Mexico and up in this area. But they were roaming around writing books and stories about what was going, not books so much, but stories about what went on up and down the Rio Grande for quite a while. We had a major discussion a couple of weeks ago about Coronado. Now, somebody who walks into El Paso and sees all these things named after Coronado says, oh, I'm sure the guy was here and did a whole lot of stuff here. Well, of course, as you probably know, he was never here.
I think it was Cabeza de Vaca's journey before, which led to the eventual arrival of Don Juan de Oñate. But
right.
But you're absolutely right. They had travel journals and documented the landscape and the people, and that was what was used as a guide for further expeditions that did lead to the eventual arrival in 1598 of Don Juan de Oñate in San Elisario.
He just stomped right through here and kept going. He went up and made a mess out of northern
that
New Mexico.
True.
I mean, if you're an Indian, he made a mess of your place. If you're a Spaniard, hell, well, he colonized it and brought him religion. Depends on your point
right.
of view, I'm sure. But we'll talk about some of that history. I'd be curious about both of you. Where'd you come from, and how much El Paso history have you learned? Because are either one of you natives from here?
I am, absolutely.
Okay.
I'm a third generation, actually.
Where'd you go to school here, and what schools were you?
I went to Clendenin Elementary and Bassett Middle School and Austin High School, 1999 graduate of Austin High
Another
School.
Another Austin. Karen.
I followed your path earlier, much earlier. I was the earlier explorer. But no, I mean, I went to Crockett, Bassett, Austin 1 year, UTEP, and so
nice.
I got a good.
So you're a Central El Pasoan too.
I used to light the A. Do you know what that means?
The what again?
Light the A.
Light it on fire.
Yeah,
on
well, see, not very many people know what that is, but if you grew up here as a kid in that area, you probably saw it at least once. And it's
senior class enjoyed going up to the A to light it for our football game as well.
Isn't that
it was a tradition.
It's a bizarre tradition. We'll have to talk some about that. But it's an interesting history in El Paso, and I'm glad to hear you're from here. And let's see, Andrea, where are you from?
So I'm from a different border town. I'm from Leavenworth, Kansas, which is on the border of Kansas and Missouri.
Ah, there you go.
So you've seen history from a different perspective, but as both of you probably realize, now I know, Valerie, where you went to school, you were not taught El Paso history as you grew up in school.
No, definitely not.
So let's find out how you and I both got to where we were. I was 45 years old before I figured out what a Mission Trail meant. I'm serious. I had no idea. I left town for several decades. When I read at a 1 year UTEP. So when I came back, I'm looking around saying, what is all this? There's white Catholic churches down the valley. What is that all about? And it took me a while to figure it out. So we'll talk more about that. But we need to take a break here, which is one thing we do. We break for the commercial business that keeps this place funded. And
yes, it would be a good thing, yes.
And we want to thank the control room people. I'm looking at Andrew J. Polkin there running the board here. Michael Rivera is lingering around.
He's haunting around
he's
here.
He's haunting
here,
it. And Shelley Sutherland is there to take your calls, because we will take some phone calls.
So give her a call.
And let's do that. And we're also on Facebook.
We have Facebook, the El Paso History Radio Show Facebook, which I'm working on right now.
How many people looked at that promo?
Ah, wait, let me go back and look.
I have 5,256 people on our El Paso History Radio Show Facebook page looked at the promo that made the promo for this radio show. So we've got at least that many people thinking about it. Whether they're tuned in or not, you never know. But we think they're out there.
Yes.
You think they're out there?
I think they're out there, and they can give us a call.
What's that number?
915-544-5876 or 915-544-KTSM.
Amigos at 2000 Montana Avenue, one block east of Cotton. Amigos Restaurant is the green building with the free parking. Amigos serves breakfast and lunch 7 days a week and dinner Tuesday through Sunday. Amigos on Montana has traditional El Paso Mexican food, plus salads, chicken, and chocolate flan. Amigos has private dining rooms for parties and meetings. Get ready, get hungry. We're cooking at Amigos, 2000 Montana Avenue, 533-0155. Amigos!
Visit Mission Del Rey Southwest for a huge selection of El Paso souvenirs and gifts. Mission Del Rey features El Paso saddle blanket products and thousands of Southwest, Western, Native American, and Mexico items for gifts and decor. Bring your friends and mention you heard us on the radio for a store-wide discount. Mission Del Rey Southwest, 1421 Lee Trevino, enter on Pelicano. Go to missiondelrey.com or call 915-440-2140 for Mission Del Rey Southwest.
This is Andrew J. Polk with News Radio 690 KTSM. El Paso has 21 total deaths from the COVID-19 coronavirus and 924 positive cases so far. Doniana County has one death and 147 cases total. Ciudad Juarez has 75 confirmed or suspected deaths from the coronavirus and 357 positive cases so far. El Paso's stay home, work safe orders are lifted as of Friday, May 1st. Visit epstrong.org for details on the updated public health orders from the News Radio 690 KTSM News Desk. I'm Andrew J. Polk.
iHeartMedia knows small businesses across the country are facing new challenges during the COVID-19 pandemic. So to help, we've put together the iHeartRadio Small Business Crisis Resource, which has critical information, including links to federal and state resources providing businesses with stimulus loans, grants, and other financial aid. We also shine a spotlight on small businesses doing good right now. Visit smallbusinesscrisisresource.com to learn more. That's smallbusinesscrisisresource.com, because your small business is big to us.
Listen to Kelvin. What he's about to say could change your life.
I'm 6'2", and I was about 290. I lost weight fast. I trimmed down. Now I'm about 235. I'm probably at about 9, maybe 10% body fat. That's great. I lost probably at least 60 pounds in probably 3.5-4 months. Color of my hair is coming back. Skin looks better. Obviously gaining muscle. My muscle mass is coming back. Thank you for providing an awesome product. Somebody who actually has and does what they say they will. That's awesome.
That's great, Kelvin. Losing that belly fat in less than 4 months is outstanding. Since 2004, Andro 400 has been changing men's lives, like Kelvin, and can help you lose belly fat, gain energy, and improve your lifestyle. We guarantee it. Go to andro400.com for more true testimonials, before and after photos, and special discounts. Only available on andro400.com. andro400.com.
Attention SSI recipients. If you did not file a tax return last year and have children under 17, you must act now to get the $500 economic impact payment per child. If you do not act by May 5th, you must wait until next year to get those payments. Go to irs.gov and enter your information in the non-filer tool by May 5th. That's irs.gov. This message produced by Social Security at U.S. taxpayer expense.
El Paso's News Radio, 690 KTSM.
And now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show. Brought to you by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7777. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. And by Amigos Restaurant, 2000 Montana, a block east of Cotton, open 7 days a week. Here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
We still be here. We're talking history. And you got to hit the like button on Facebook there.
Yes, you do.
And a lot of when that happens is, and we make an announcement, it shows up on your page. That's basically what goes
on.
Well,
and I also can invite people. I've been inviting people that come to just hit to the page once, and I invite them to come in and join us on a regular basis.
Yeah, and we get a lot of listeners that way across the country. I want to say hello to Art Turpey in Pennsylvania. He used to be here in El Paso. He's out there listening, theoretically, because I don't think they have a lot else to do in Pennsylvania on a Saturday. So anywhere.
They have the Blue Angel flyover today.
No, that happened.
Was that yesterday?
That happened Thursday.
Oh, Thursday. Okay. Well, no, they were doing
but
somewhere.
You don't remember which day was Thursday, do you?
Oh, yes, I do. Oh, I still work.
Oh, do you?
I haven't stopped working.
Oh, I see. Never
so
mind
So I know
about
what day
that.
Is.
Anyway, Facebook page, El Paso History Radio Show, and subscribe on our YouTube channel. YouTube channel, the first 16 segments of our ABC 7 TV series from El Paso History TV are now online at www.youtube.com/El Paso History TV. And here's the announcement. Are you ready?
Da, 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 da.
The future segments are now happening for the week of June the 1st. We got a scheduled time with ABC 7. We've got four more segments. And we'll get which day of the week in that first week of June. But they'll be in two parts. One part in the newscast at 6 p.m., second part in the newscast at 10 p.m. That's on ABC 7. And that's going to be kind of fun because what we're going to do is talk about the Camino Real, the Catholic missions, and El Paso's mission trail in all four parts. And that air date is coming soon. And we have drone footage of all four local El Paso churches that are historic. Now, I didn't say four missions. There's three missions and a Presidio chapel. What's the third mission? Okay, here's a trivia question for you. What's the third mission that we normally don't talk about?
Juarez. Oh, Juarez.
Juarez. We got drone footage of Juarez.
That's right. Okay.
And there's this tiny little white church jammed in there in big old downtown Juarez. And it's really bizarre to look at, but we got that stuff coming up. We did a bunch of stuff back in October was the last time. So anyway, the El Paso History TV channel on YouTube has that. We've also got, I have to ask Andrea and Valerie about this. Maybe they took a look at it. But we put a bunch of our DVDs. I've been making them for two decades. And when this whole panic stuff hit and everybody had to stay home, I decided, what the heck, just put them online for nothing. And we did that. And so they're out there. And that can be used as curriculum in some places. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about that. A recent subscriber to the channel, Abraham Monteros. Eric Von Eric. I don't think that's a real name. What do you think? Here's another one for you. Jaded Roses. And Just Make Something, that's another name.
Just Make Something Up.
Uh-huh, exactly. Oh, anyway, so that's a whole bunch of people. And, of course, no archery at the Museum of Archaeology, because I talked to Jeff by email, and he said, oh, no, we're closed. Can't come here.
Yeah.
Can't come in here. Goodbye. What do you got?
I've got, the Frontera Land Alliance has just been awarded some wonderful things here. We got the Frontera Land Alliance, the Joaquin Teschner Nature Preserve became a Texan by Nature Certified Project, April 23rd, 2020. Congratulations.
It's something big for them.
Yeah, it is. It's a big program that we were also looking at with Keystone. It's a by Nature Project certification now has been awarded to the Frontera Land Alliance, and it acknowledges their meaningful conservation.
Whatever.
Efforts involving and benefiting people, prosperity, and natural resources, and it's a great program. So it'll provide a small path for a lot of different organizations to receive programs like this, like Keystone and some of the other great places.
Teschner donated the money to buy that. It was going to be developed with houses up and down that little canyon.
Yeah.
And if you go on Wrestler exit off of I-10, you look to your right and you say, whoa.
There it is.
If you look to the left, you'll see the Keystone Dam.
Yeah, and they've done a real good job taking care of
it. But that whole right-hand thing would have been full of houses and stuff.
Yeah, so. I have a friend who's condos right off that canyon, and they just love it. It's amazing.
Historic land in El Paso is another interesting thing. Andy, we got these people on the radio still here. All right, we got Valerie and Andrea. What do either one of you think? We have Valerie Venezia and Andrea Hutchins. What do either one of you think about historic land around? Are you doing anything about land? Like the Casner Range, that kind of thing?
Currently we're documenting a cultural landscape history of the Oñate crossing site at Old Fort Bliss and Hart's Mill.
Oh,
cool.
We also do land acquisitions for historic sites. Currently we're working on land acquisition around Casa Ronquillo.
Oh, good.
To resolve some of the space issues that we're having with regards to the archaeological site that I'm sure you're familiar with that surrounds the property, and also our goal of restoring the remaining site that still stands today, the old adobe structure.
You mean Casa Ronquillo?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
I guess there's a broad way that we work with land to.
Oh yeah, I know you do.
I thought
you'd have a good answer. Tell us about Casa Ronquillo. I've never been through it. Is that actually open for tours ever?
Oh, not anytime soon. It's currently, unfortunately, boarded up and surrounded by chain link fence, but we did receive a grant through the Texas Preservation Trust Fund, and we're working with our Public Works Department to restore the remaining structure. It originally was a three-sided hacienda-style building, and now there's only one remaining portion that still stands, which the county owns. Eventually, we would like for it to be a heritage home, similar to the way that the McGoffin home is set up.
Oh, cool.
To where it would be interpretive in nature, and folks could come in and visit. I know at Los Portales, there's a few pieces that were original from the building back during its heyday that will be used to determine the different period furnishings and type of clothing that the museum staff would wear to provide an experience, if you will, for those who come to visit.
Well, let's locate this for people. This is in San Elizario, behind the mission, basically.
It's directly behind the Presidio Chapel, and it's right along the Madre Ezequia. So there's a lot of canal restoration that needs to happen. We need to restructure the road because, believe it or not, it's still a dirt road.
Oh.
We need to install restrooms, parking, the whole nine yards. But this is a project that the county is very much committed to.
Excellent.
And we hope will continue to spur economic development and adaptive reuse and restoration throughout the federally designated historic district that we have there in San Elizario.
Now, that's a fabulous place. San Elizario is so full of history. It's amazing. But the one issue, obviously, people don't know about it.
That's true. Very, very true. It's very up and coming. There's a lot of activity taking place. The city of San Elizario, I can't sing their praises enough for all of the work that they're doing.
Oh, yeah.
Incredible work in reestablishing their urban agriculture, which is really a Mission Valley tradition in and of itself. El Paso was very, very a leader in agriculture back in the 1800s, and it's something that we're all working together to reestablish.
Define
along it. With protecting and preserving our historic adobe structures that are there.
Define agriculture in the 1800s. What did it comprise of?
In Casa Ronquillo, in particular, there were pistachio and fig orchards, and believe it or not, there were vineyards throughout the entire Mission Valley. El Paso used to be, it's incredible. Our rich river valley soil allowed us to be a leader in production of wine.
Yes.
If you can imagine.
And apricot brandy, I'm told. Apricot brandy was huge here.
That's true. Very true.
Now, all they had to figure out was how to use that for communion, and that would have taken off like crazy. But I'm sure the wine had something to do with, oh, we need some wine for the communion deal here in this church, right?
It was a huge export for the country of Spain, to where it actually caught the attention of the crown, and they felt threatened by our competitiveness.
Ooh.
With the amount of production and distribution that we were doing at the time.
Okay, now you're going to bring back a vineyard or two down there somehow? Or is somebody going to put a vineyard in, or is there one in there somewhere?
There's a couple down there.
There is, that I know of, there's not one currently, perhaps small scale, because there are a lot of small growers that are turning back to this movement. But one of the things that we're interested in establishing, actually, is a sotoleria.
A what?
A sotoleria.
Sotol
is a native plant to the Chihuahuan Desert.
S-O-T-O-L, no?
It's sotol.
Yes, sir. S-O-T-O-L. Yeah. Sotol.
Uh-huh.
It's a product that's compared a lot of times to what agave or the maguey plants of other areas of Mexico produce, like tequila or mezcal.
So what do you get out of sotol? What do you make out of that?
Liquor.
Sotol is the name of the plant, and it's also the name of the liquor that comes out of it.
What's it, like whiskey or gin, or what is it?
It's like a tequila.
It's similar to a mezcal. It's a little bit drier.
Oh.
It has more of a woodsy flavor, but it's a sustainable agricultural product that
should
be looked at as a specialty crop for our unique, sensitive Chihuahuan desert. And there's quite a few sotolerias that are arising. A friend of mine actually owns one called Flor del Desierto,
which is
based out of, it originated in Samalayuca and in Juarez, and has expanded all the way to Mexico City. And there's quite a few popping up. Even Marfa has a sotoleria. and their own brand of sotol.
Oh, that's way cool. Now, Andrew, I have to ask you, do you use that term when you go out to promote El Paso economic development? Hey, we got a sotelleria.
I was going to say, when it comes to the promotion side of things, you know, and this goes back to the whole having a crystal ball, people are still going to continue to eat.
and drink. Don't forget drink.
Well, right. So food and you know, beverage are one of those things that, you know, regardless of how our tourism industry looks in, you know, 10 years or 15 years, we know that agritourism and gastronomy and all those things are just going to continue to thrive. Food and drink are one of those few pleasures, I think, that people are, you know, still enjoying right now, even during the pandemic. And so looking at an opportunity that we have to kind of try and not only capitalize on a plant that is very local to our region, it only grows in the Chihuahuan Desert.
Oh.
So, you know, I mean, tequila probably wasn't as big of a thing in the country as it is now. And so, you know, it takes promotion and it takes time and it takes, you know, people's palates to get used to things before they become popular. So, you know, word travels much quicker now with social media.
You got to feed that dog.
Oh, that's not mine.
I closed the door.
I hear a dog somewhere. Anyway, but no, your point is that you do promote some things, and this is the next thing to do, I guess, right? The food business.
Absolutely. Well, we're going to have to get a couple of growers and a couple of producers. You know, we could actually set up some tasting rooms without having growers in the region, and still, you know, kind of capitalize and promote the localness of the sotol plant. So, you know, you look at the area around Mesilla, and they have vineyards upon vineyards upon vineyards. And
oh,
I'm
yeah.
not saying that, you know, we don't want to have, like, if somebody wants to come and open a vineyard tomorrow, we would certainly welcome them with open arms.
Can you give them some grant money or any? Can
right.
you help them out?
Yeah, we absolutely could, depending on the situation. You know, I mean, there is always an opportunity depending on the situation. So I can't say yes, 100% we would give them money. But, you know, if somebody were to go into a currently blighted property and want to fix it up, we do have money out there for facade improvements. And, you know, depending on the size of the facility, you know, we certainly could look at doing something. And we could even help a little bit with promotion. So there are things that we could look at doing, and we try and do most of our economic development incentives to really fit the project.
Well, you can't just turn on a glass of wine real quick. You got a couple of years of growing and stuff. Alborrego, are you listening? he probably knows all about this already. Another thing from San Elizario, sticking in that region for a while, is there a honey production thing going on there?
Yes. I was just about to say, and I kind of went off a little bit on sotol, but it's not just sotol. El Paso has one of the most unique and diverse populations of bees, which is really where the whole urban ag movement kind of spurred off of. And so they're working to establish, per the Mission Trail Comprehensive Master Plan, bee forage, which simultaneously adds beautification to the Mission Valley because there's lots of flowers. It just really improves the whole overall view. And so honey production is something that we can tap into. There's tons of different specialty crops like pomegranates that are unique to our region and are water conservation appropriate and drought tolerant. And with culinary arts and sustainable tourism being more the trendy route that a lot of travelers are looking for nowadays, it's a prime location, and all of those things already are tying together for that next wave of tourists, if you will.
I know former mayor of the area, Maya Sanchez, she was heavily into the bee business. I think she's probably still is.
Still is, absolutely.
Yeah.
She serves as their city administrator now. The Auburn University Urban Agriculture team is very much committed to the overall project. They're even expanding to include students from the university in Juarez and here at UTEP and El Paso Community College. And really the beauty of the Mission Trail Comprehensive Master Plan, the two industries that are identified, Andrea was talking about small business support just a minute ago, and entrepreneurship, particularly within tourism and agriculture, have been identified through the study that we completed as most likely to be successful in that area.
Okay, so you come down to Mission Trail. You start with the Tiguas and you get some bread, right? You get from the bread in out of the little ovens there, the hornos.
Okay. Right.
Then you Those are so good.
Then you go down to Mission Trail a little further to Licon Dairy, and you get some cheese. You get a bunch of cheese, right?
That's right.
And then we now head down to San Elizario for some wine. It's all set, right?
That's right.
Okay, so there's
so many possibilities.
There really are. That's a good thing to do there. Well, the whole idea of pushing this as a corridor of history came to us as I was video recording. It was in the Presidio Chapel. And I was talking to the lady there about, she's a docent, about what was going on in her mind about the history of the area. And she and the lady, and these pieces are going to air on ABC7, by the way, and we'll be having those coming up in June. Bernie Sargent is the on-air camera, on-camera reporter guy. But we were asking the people at those two locations what they think of the history, and both of them said, well, this is a most historic corridor probably in North America, which I alluded to earlier. And now we can see what you can go down there and have lunch all the way down the trail here. That'd be a good deal.
That's right.
And so that to me, are you all looking at this as an historic corridor? How do you perceive of it? Because economic development, as we mentioned earlier, it encompasses quite a bit of stuff. It's not just history. But when we look at the history like Valerie does with promoting heritage tourism, which, Valerie, I presume that's kind of how you look at things. What is the heritage? What is the history? What can we talk about? Is that kind of how you look at it?
Absolutely. And you really hit the nail on the head saying rich cultural history. That's exactly what El Paso is. There's, you know, culture is art. There's tons of public art, local potters and painters, and really add to the character of the Mission Valley as a historic arts corridor.
Are you going to promote it in that fashion? And if you are, what are you going to say to whom? And now, especially with the panic going on these days, I mean, who do you promote this to?
So currently, we're kind of shifting gears to do a lot of virtual tours. The Texas Historical Commission has put out a lot of different resources for making sure that you're still able to engage with audiences and send out the message. We'll actually be doing a virtual tour of the San Elizario Historic District next Friday with Visit El Paso through their Facebook Live channel.
Oh, cool.
And
so one of you is going to get out there with a microphone and a camera, wander around and live on Facebook? Or?
Pretty much, with our social distancing gear on and making sure that we observe all the proper safety precautions. But yes, we'll be walking through our beautiful little placita and all the trees. We'll walk through Los Portales Museum, which was originally an old school and has a lot of plans for restoration in and of itself. We'll go through the old county jail, which has a lot of infamous stories of its own to tell.
Do you know there are ghosts in there?
Mr. Borrego has told me that. He's told me quite a few different ghost stories about that.
I video recorded a few of them with a camera one time. We put it in a ghost video we did. It freaked me out when I saw the video later. I didn't see it. I didn't see it when we recorded it. But I went back and looked at the video about a week later and said, oh, my God, what is that? What is that? There's stuff flying around in there like crazy. But that's another show. But the whole idea of economic development and heritage tourism go hand in hand here. And we'll talk more about the Mission Trail and other things you're doing. But we must take a profit center, as we say.
Yes,
Shall we do that? And they need to call up Shelley Sutherland. She's in there waiting for a call.
She wants to talk to someone.
Well, so we can also put that call on the air. We know how to do that, punching all the buttons.
And not lose our callers.
And Andrew J. Polk, I know this guy personally.
Do you know him?
He's a historical friend of mine, shall we say. And, okay, here's a trivia question.
He's relative to it all.
Well, yes. Here's a trivia question. What does the J stand for? Andrew J. Polk.
I know. See if anybody knows. Hey, call us up, let us know.
Call up and tell Shelley, because I already figured it out.
I know what that one
is. I originated it, as a matter of fact. Enough of this nonsense. Taking a break. What's the phone number?
The number is 915-544-5876 or 915-544-KTSM.
With over 19 years of experience in the El Paso real estate market, Patrick Tuttle has successfully navigated the ups and downs of uncertain markets, including the last recession, and he can assist you in buying or selling in the current market. Call him today, 915-588-1850.
Hi, I'm Patrick Tuttle with Legacy Real Estate Services. I offer flexible fees, no upfront costs, and if you don't like me, fire me. Call me today at 915-588-1850. 588-1850.
It's more important now than ever to reach out to customers and let them know what you're doing with your business. If you've updated your delivery options, created an online store, or just want to remind them how to reach you, radio is the best way to do it. Head to iHeartAdBuilder.com, and in just a few steps, you can build a radio ad, making sure customers hear your message. Visit iHeartAdBuilder.com and sign up today to get a free custom radio ad.
Here at Rocket Mortgage and the Rock family of companies, every one of our team members knows a hero.
My Uncle Paul, who works long hours at the grocery store to make sure that people can put food on the table.
We really want to thank my wife's cousin Marie, who works so hard as a nurse saving others.
Thank you for being a hero in our community, Des Marie.
To those who leave their homes to keep us safe in ours, we thank you. From the front lines to behind the scenes, we see you. You're essential every day, and today, you're heroes.
We're giving families everywhere a little more hope for a healthier tomorrow.
We're sending all our love, gratitude, and hope your way.
Here's to all of you. We couldn't be more grateful.
Thank you so much for everything that you're doing.
Yeah, you guys are awesome.
And we miss you, Mama.
I just want to say thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
If you'd like to thank America's frontline and essential workers with us, visit everyoneknowsahero.com. Quicken Loans, LLC, NMLS number 3030, licensed in 50 states. Each legal entity that identifies themselves as part of the Rock family of companies are separate legal entities with their own governance and management structures.
Attention SSI recipients. If you did not file a tax return last year and have children under 17, you must act now to get the $500 economic impact payment per child. If you do not act by May 5th, you must wait until next year to get those payments. Go to IRS.gov and enter your information in the non-filer tool by May 5th. That's IRS.gov. This message produced by Social Security at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Paid for by Lose Debts. Attention, this is a very important message to anyone with debt exceeding $10,000. With the worldwide stock markets free-falling, coronavirus being labeled a global pandemic, cities and whole countries in quarantine, and layoffs picking up speed, the last thing you need to worry about is your credit card bills. Due to the recent global events, a special debt relief helpline has been created for anyone with over $10,000 in debt. But you must call us at 800-484-7553. As banks shore up capital bracing for a recession, they are willing to settle your debt for a fraction of what you owe, making it a perfect time to eliminate your debt and save your money during these tough economic times. There are no upfront fees, and we offer a 100% money-back guarantee. But you must call us at 800-484-7553. This opportunity won't last long, so call us today at 800-484-7553. You have enough to worry about. Settle your debt and remove that unneeded stress. 800-484-7553. That's 800-484-7553.
News Radio 690 KTSM.
And now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show. Brought to you by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7777. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. And by Amigos Restaurant, 2000 Montana, a block east of Cotton, open 7 days a week. Here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
Well, I kind of stepped in at that time because we offered a trivia question like, okay, no prizes.
But we didn't say any prizes.
We don't have any prizes.
They get a gold star from me for the day.
But they can go to the Mission Del Rey and get a coupon for $20 off
there
on the
go.
Page. You go to the contact page. And you get them there. But we have Valerie Venezia and Andrea Hutchins on here. But, y'all, we got two phone calls here.
Yeah.
We're going to put them on the air here. Linda, we had the trivia question. Linda, do you get the answer? What was the J stand for at Andrew J. Polk?
Jackson.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, sure. How, what a thing to do, name a kid Andrew Jackson.
A ringer.
Right? So, and you got no prizes, but we will tell you. That's even
see,
better.
See, there we go. They get the ding for the day.
A bell rings.
An angel got
their wings and all that nonsense. But anyway, thank you for thinking about that. Did you know him from ABC7?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's where he was. He still looks the same. He's got a bigger beard, though.
Okay.
How well do you know him?
Pretty well.
Okay, fair enough. You win no prize, but thank you for playing.
All right, thanks.
See you later.
Take
okay.
care. Thanks for listening.
And we got another contest winner here. This is Ed. Ed, did you have the same answer?
Yeah, and I got a trivia question for y'all, too, even though there ain't no prize.
Okay, ooh. What is it? What is it?
It's for Jackson.
Okay, what is it?
How do you make holy water?
You throw it up in the air and bless it. What happens? No.
You boil the hell out of it.
That's pretty good. That's not bad for a Saturday morning.
Yeah, puns. We love puns.
That's exciting. We got another line two ringing, Shelley. I can't deal with any more of these calls.
You should get two dings.
Ed,
yes.
Thank you very much. We'll see you in the streets. Ed hung up on us. Valerie.
Ed. That was good.
Hang on a minute. We got to do another commercial break, apparently. We'll be back in a second. 3, 2, 1. You ready? Andrew, you ready for a break? 3, 2, 1, go!
Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina serves the old Griggs Mexican food recipes in a new location at 6761 Donovan Drive. Enjoy great New Mexican food with cold beer and the Juan and only margarita from the Cantina. The managers and cooks from the original Griggs Restaurant serve tacos, combination plates, and sopapillas. Get the best Mexican food in the valley at Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, 6761 Donovan, near Loop 375. Call 877-2152.
Sometimes life is wonderful, and sometimes it's not. Cherish the good, but always be prepared for life's challenges. At Private Healthcare, we provide the peace of mind you deserve. With Private Healthcare, you'll get the coverage you want and healthcare you need. If your employer doesn't supply healthcare coverage and you don't qualify for Medicare or Medicaid, you need to give us a call right now. Private Healthcare is private health insurance for ages 65 and under with medical, dental, vision, and even prescription coverage. When life comes at you unexpectedly, you need to be ready, and health insurance is your financial safety net. If you're looking for health coverage at the best price and your annual household income is $35,000 or more, give us a call at 800-815-4342. That's 800-815-4342. 800-815-4342.
Attention SSI recipients. If you did not file a tax return last year and have children under 17, you must act now to get the $500 economic impact payment per child. If you do not act by May 5th, you must wait until next year to get those payments. Go to irs.gov and enter your information in the non-filer tool by May 5th. That's irs.gov. This message produced by Social Security at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Nature Valley brings that satisfying crunch that gets your family going again with real delicious honey and whole grain oats. So get out here. Nature Valley Oats and Honey Crunchy Bars. The original crunch.
Coronavirus, what you need to know.
Behavioral experts are looking at the mental trauma COVID-19 is having on people and are trying to figure out a way to prevent problems from lingering after the virus is gone.
It's like having an IV drip of stress on top of already existing things that stressed us out.
University of California psychologist Joyce Dorado says everyone needs to know that it's okay to feel bad right now.
We're all experiencing a collective trauma. So it's normal to feel scared. It's normal to feel frustrated, to feel grief. And it's really important for us to honor and acknowledge and accept these feelings. The struggle is real.
Dorado says, as bad as trauma is, there is some good news.
If we're given the opportunity to heal, we can come out the other side wiser, stronger, more compassionate, maybe even uniquely qualified in some way to give back to the world.
Go to the iHeartRadio app and tap the podcast tab for all the latest news and information about coronavirus.
News Radio 690, KTSM El Paso.
And now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show. Brought to you by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7777. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino with El Paso Souvenirs and Gift Shopping. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. And by Amigos Restaurant, 2000 Montana, a block east of Cotton, open 7 days a week. Here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
Well, I went so long in one segment there, I almost missed all the commercials, which I cannot do. So, Andrea and Valerie, we're going to, don't go away. We'll pick you up for sure second hour. But we've stirred up some people on the phone. We'll get to them in just a second. Must tell you one thing about Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate, Legacy Real Estate Services. Call him at 588-1850. That's his cell number. Ring his pocket. 588-1850. They have a number of places that you can rent. They're not just into sales. He's got a whole bunch of rentals, so figure that out. And also, we got the Amigos still going on down there. They're open today for limited services, etc. So here's a caller we got named Raul. You're on the radio, dude. What's up?
Hey, guys. A couple of things. First of all, I heard you mention a good friend of mine, Dr. Richard Teschner, and he's just one of the greatest advocates for the Franklin Mountains and just a tremendous asset to our community.
Yes, he is.
I also wanted to share the work of a fellow, one of your fellow great documentarians like yourself, the work of Rick Burns, the brother of Ken Burns.
Really?
He did an 8-part series on the history of New York that is absolutely fascinating and fantastic.
Get a rope! That's an old one. But anyway, New York is what it is, and that's a nice thing to think about. Well, thank you for sharing that with us.
You bet. You know, my heart goes out to the New Yorkers. As you know, being a historian yourself, New York is the first at many, many things in the history of this country, and this is a way that Americans can enjoy that history of our country, and hopefully, you know, someday we can go visit.
Well, thank you for bringing that to our attention. We got to move here to the end of the hour, but thanks for calling. You bet.
Have a great day.
Same to you. And also, New York is something that came second because El Paso had history
here. We were
here
first.
Enough of that. Anyway,
New York's an exciting place.
Andre
go visit.
And Valerie, don't go away. I mean, your cell phones are still on charge, I hope, right? Stick with us. And we'll be here back after the news because we're going to talk more. We haven't even gotten into our set agenda for what we're going to talk about second hour. So, Melissa, you're sticking around.
I'm staying
Shelley
here.
Shelley will be there. Andrew Jackson will be there. We're all set. See you
all
next
set,
hour.
See you.
Thank you for listening to the El Paso History Show. There's another hour to go, so please stay tuned. This hour is brought to you by Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, home of the one and only margarita. EPHistory.com for archived copies of this radio show. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. We'll be right back after the news, right here on News Radio 690, KTSM, El Paso.
iHeartMedia knows small businesses across the country are facing new challenges during the COVID-19 pandemic. So to help, we've put together the iHeartRadio Small Business Crisis Resource, which has critical information, including links to federal and state resources providing businesses with stimulus loans, grants, and other financial aid. We also shine a spotlight on small businesses doing good right now. Visit smallbusinesscrisisresource.com to learn more. That's smallbusinesscrisisresource.com, because your small business is big to us.
Attention SSI recipients. If you did not file a tax return last year,